Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you drink a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Dadgummit. That's what my dad used to say when he wanted to say, God damn it, because we didn't cuss in our house. But he would say, dadgummit, and you better start getting out the motherfucking way. Hey, this Rosebud, I'm here, you here, no apologies, no fear, no shame, no disrespect, and no goddamn regrets. This is the Down and Dirty one-on-one show. We're supposed to be talking to some live motherfuckers, so let's just go on and do that shit. Don't forget, you can contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. Check my site out too, AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. Now, you guys, the way you guys are, you're so used to ordering stuff quickly. So you want some game. So you guys act like I'm McDonald's, but I'm Rosebud. So you pull up to Rosebud, you pull up to the drive-thru. I want a medium-sized order of game and a side order of principles and oh shit, and two orders of conversations. Hey, supersize that, will you? That's how y'all. You think you can do it like that? I mean, some people tell you you can, you know, do it like you driving through a fast food restaurant. But those are the motherfuckers you better make sure that they just trying to get something from you. Because you can't, you know, go through a drive through and order this shit. I'm telling you, you can't do it. The call-in number is 657-383-0809. Call in so we can kick it. I'm going to start out with these goddamn bullet points, but you know I don't like no damn bullet points. I like to talk with y'all so we can be talking about live shit. And don't y'all sleep on my MP3 files on CD, baby. You know, my audio book, Rosebud the American Pimp. You know, that shit is really dope. And Amazon have all the other books. And you just got to understand that my course is on sale. So I told you that, you know, if you snooze, you lose. And matter of fact, I wonder, do you guys realize the value that you get if you get the course now? And I'm saying now, if you get the course, you get an SWU with it. I mean, you can deny it. You know, the SWU, when you get the course, is $800. Now, you can go and just want the course and all my tools and spend $750. You get the course and all the tools for $750. Now, that's what you want. You can get it. But if you want to spend $800 for only the course, I'll waive the $500 tuition, at least for this second semester starting on the first. I'll waive that $500 tuition. So not only will you get the course, but you will be getting laced like a motherfucker on how the course works. 608, I see you there, brother. What's up with you?
What's going on, bud?
You know what's going on. I'm doing it. What's happening? What can I do for you?
So, yeah, I'm the brother that called in last week, and I had a question regarding, you know, square bitches and hoes. And you kind of put me in my place and let me know that, you know, my mind, by asking that simple question, my mind state had to be in the wrong place.
All right.
But so now I got a follow-up question, because you had asked me, you were like, so what, you want to be a pimp? And I told you, not really, but the my real full answer to that
brother,
question was,
brother. See, if you was talking to a broad, I could just see that bitch yawning like a motherfucker, man. What the fuck do you want? Come on, don't nobody want to hear all that bullshit, man.
Okay, I was just asking you, like, to me, it's like pimping has to be something that just comes out of you, your regular personality. It can't be, oh, I really want to be a pimp, because you feel it seems like niggas like that's doing it like that. Are the
hey man, hold up, like hold up. I ain't got time for this, man. So what I'm saying is, okay, you still haven't asked your question.
Okay.
Do you
basically
have a question or not?
My question is, like, what is it? What is it that differentiates somebody who you say, do you want to be a pimp? Somebody who wants to be a pimp, but somebody who's already just, it just comes naturally to them.
Brother, I ain't answering that question. That is actually a question that you don't even need to ask. And I don't even know why you asked.
Okay.
Why? Why are
so
you asking this?
I did again.
But why are you asking it?
The reason why I'm asking it is because
Hold on, man.
I'm curious. That's the main reason. Just because I'm curious. Do I?
Is it? Are you that young guy? You that young guy? Are you young? How old are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not young. I'm 30.
Man, if you don't sound 18 and 19, kill me. Why are you so insecure that you have to sound like that? Why are you talking?
Why am I so insecure? I must just be insecure. I don't know. I'm trying.
Wait. Do you want to stay insecure?
No, I don't. That's why I fucking.
Okay. Hold on. I didn't ask you nothing else. I asked you if you want to stay insecure, and you said no. So what I'm saying is, don't you think the next thing you should do is figure out a way how not to be insecure, instead of asking all these goddamn questions about how to do this with pimping, how to do that with pimping, and you don't even want to be a pimp? That don't make sense. Why ain't you asking about getting... Go ahead, man.
The truth is, I tried, and I did very unsuccessfully. So the reason why I'm asking is because maybe I just don't, you know, it's something I shouldn't think about doing. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to this, man. Hey, man. Have you ever spoke to a pimp?
No, never. You the first one.
Okay, stop. I didn't ask you all that. I just asked you a question. You said no. Go speak to a pimp and see if he sound like your ass, man. You couldn't be a pimp because you too scared to talk. You too scared to say what's on your mind, and you going to be able to walk up and pimp on a broad or tell her what you want to do? Come on, man. Did you ever say something like that to a broad and she actually wanted to do something with you? If you did, she wanted to, like, record it so she could laugh at it later. Ain't no way in the world you could even mention to a woman something about pimping and she go for it because you're too weak. She ain't finna go for that damn shit you saying, man. Do you think she will because you're saying it?
Well, I figured the reason... Well,
see,
okay,
listen at you. Listen at you. I figured man, this is gluk shit. If you want to be a gluk, keep on doing that goddamn shit you're doing. If you want to change that shit, get your ass at SWU and quit asking these asinine questions when they're already answered. The woman listens to who's talking to her. She don't just let words register to her. You sound like a goddamn gluk. You sound like a motherfucker got a big head and long ears and don't have no sense. And I know that ain't you. So why the fuck do you want to sound like that? Now, you got an answer. Well, you got an answer, goddammit, for all your questions. Whatever question you can think of, I just gave you the answer for it. Get your ass in the SWU so I can help your motherfucking ass. You ain't changing at all by asking these goddamn questions. Now, is that clear?
That's clear. That's clear.
Okay, listen to me then. If that's clear, the next question you have or the next time you call in with a question, that question has to be about you. You feel me?
Yep, I got you.
All right, man. Let me put you back in. So what I'm saying, just a minute, 347. 347, what's up with you?
God damn, that motherfucker sound weak, man. I just called to say this. If a motherfucker asked me if I wanted to be a pimp or not, I would say hell yeah or hell no.
That's what you're supposed to say, because that's the answer. It's either one or the other. It is nothing like you got to think about it or you got to explain it and all this shit. Mm-hmm. You got a question, man?
No, I didn't really got it. I just wanted to put my two cents in, man, let the other callers know, man, you do not want to sound like that nigga. And I ain't right, shitting on him.
That's what I was just going to say. We ain't no shit on, bro, because some of them call in and don't know they got these problems. And, you know, I sound like I'm, you know, spitting on him, fronting him off, but I'm not. I'm making him fess up. I'm making him cut all the bullshit out, man. Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit. You know, the only people got time for it. That's what I'm saying. The only people that got time is him and other bullshitters. Yeah, you're right, man. That was some good shit, man. 347 for sure. Okay. 808. Oh, no. I ain't finna. Man, never mind. Okay, come on, 808.
Why you ain't fucking with me, bud? Damn, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Come on in.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Hold on for a second. What if I said you got one question when I pulled you in? And make sure it's about something. And I pulled you in and you said, "What man, why you ain't going to talk to me?" One question. The next question. Can you hear me? Man, come on, man. You ask me why I don't fuck with you. Because you run out in the street with crowded trucks coming in both directions, and you don't think to wonder if you can cross the street until you're already out there. Then you start thinking. It's too late then, bro. Even if you make it across, it's too late. You gotta understand that shit. Now, what's up?
What's your take on these new nationalities in this shit?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you know, there's all kind of races out here claiming this shit now. So what do you think? You think it's not meant for anybody but a black man?
I don't think that shit there, but I know it's not meant for all these suckers that's out there. You don't have to be black. It just happened to be done correctly by black men. Just across the board. They seem to know that all that chaining bitches up, putting them on heroin, putting them pinned to a room, making them live dirty, making them, none of that shit got nothing to do with pimping. You know, other nationalities think that shit is about pimping because all they think it's about is getting the money. It's like dope dealers. They don't give a fuck. Just get the money. No, pimps care. And pimps do it like pimps do it. You don't see no pimp standing around no bitch while she out trying to get some money. the motherfucker is playing dominoes or pool or doing whatever the fuck he doing somewhere across town. And the only time you're going to see this motherfucker is when it's time to be out on the street late in the evening, like 12 midnight on, up to like 6, 7, 8 o'clock, because he's busy then working. Shit. So, you know, this game is self-explanatory. All right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting you back in a 404. You came back. You must have something else. Go ahead.
Hey, bro, what's going on, man?
I'm good.
Good. I got a question for you. I hear you reference your, dad a lot, and I hear you talk about your the fact that you stepped in and took care of your daughter. And
right.
It seemed like the generation nowadays was raised by that, you know, by that single mom, so they don't have that sternness as it would be a man in the house. So I want you to expound on the importance of your dad being inside the house and the answer inspiring these younger guys to be in their child's life so they can have the confidence in the dominance in their speech, because I heard how the young brother was talking, and you know, I see what you're saying, but let me tell you
okay. Something you must be how old are you?
I'm 46.
I was finna say, you got to be an older brother, because a younger motherfucker wouldn't have knew to ask that question. That was a hell of a question. Because what my dad did, believe me, believe this, we used to think my dad knew everything. Because my dad would not take a second, not take a half a second, to answer any goddamn question you asked. And he would answer it with such authority, he was just right. But I remember when I got older, maybe 14, something like that, and something had jumped off, and Pops gave his version. And I happened to know it was a lie. It was a lie. Man, I was wondering at first, why would my dad lie? Because he don't have to lie to us. And it didn't come to me then, but it came to me. You say the importance of your father. My father felt, coming up as a kid, that you cannot be a person that don't know something. When he was coming up, you was fortunate enough to go to school. So he was from the train of thought that if you went to school, you should know everything. Now, about the lie, when he said whatever he said, and I knew it was wrong, you know what? I still went with what he was saying. That's how strong my father was. My father did not buckle under some pressure, he might be wrong. Because if he was wrong, and I would have said, Dad, you're wrong, y'all probably wouldn't know me today because he would have killed me. But I'm saying, I know I can't check my dad, but I also know I can't doubt my dad. And as I grow up, I realize my dad didn't give a fuck if he was right or wrong. He had answers. He's not going to think of what to do. And that's the most important thing that my dad gave me. He made me think. He made me, boy, do not be afraid to use your head. And all the little stupid shit, the little sayings and all this other shit I say about him, it's true. But what really stuck with me from my dad is the way he insisted that you use your head. Because I'm telling you, we would be in, when we was kids, I have 12 brothers and sisters. We were sort of separated by six of them. We had, my mom and dad had a baby like every 12 or 13 months. And then the time that it was like 18 months that went before they had a baby, it was like five more born after that. So that's how we were separated. The five little ones and the regular, you know, the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, when my dad would ask the five little ones a question, somebody, it wouldn't be me maybe, he want to ask me a question. He would say, you five little ones, get in here. And we all would have to come in there. And he would ask me the question. And if I got it right, he wouldn't do nothing. He would just probably not say nothing else to us, and then we'd realize we can leave. But if I got it wrong, he would ask somebody else, one of the ones younger than me. And if they got it wrong, he'd go on down until everybody got it wrong. And then he'd beat all our ass. And he would say, boy, and he would tell you why you got your ass beat. He would beat my ass because I was old enough and I should have known. He would beat the next motherfucker ass because that motherfucker didn't even try to answer. You know, he just said he don't know. He beat so on and so forth. He would beat everybody ass for why they missed the question that the smartest motherfucker in the group already missed. So it wasn't about even answering the question correctly unless you got it correctly. It was about the pressure that's put on you when you put on the spot. Because when you put on the spot, you buckle and stop thinking 9 out of 10 times. That's what everybody do. And my dad made us come up on the spot. And I'm telling you, all my brothers and sisters think as fast as I do. I hope I answered that, bro.
Okay, let me, can I ask another one to kind of expand on that?
Go ahead.
What's a technique? Because you said when you put on the spot, some people stop thinking. And that's deep right there. So what's a technique that you can give to help a person to think when they put on the spot?
Let me give you an example. You know, I'm talking shit, and you kind of wrapped up in my conversation. And then I go as far as I'm talking to you. And then I say, man, it ain't shit you could ask me that I don't know. Now, I already know, since you've been listening to me, you think everything. And then you say, ha, 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 I don't know about that. And then I say, nigga, it ain't shit you could ask me that I don't know the answer to. And you say, ha, ha. And I say, well, go ahead and ask me. What would you ask me?
I would ask you, can you program Pascot?
Can I do what?
Program Pascot.
Pascot? And you know I can't, right?
Right.
Do you know the significance of what you just did?
I put you on the spot and asked you something tough.
No, hell no. You didn't put me on the spot. Do you know what you just did?
I asked you a question and I gave you the answer to the question?
No. Listen.
Tell me.
What you just did was not buckle under pressure. You remained cool. You took a half a second and thought about something you knew about. Therefore, you can formulate a question that you know the answer to. And you ask that question. 9 out of 10 times, I'm not going to know what the fuck you talking about. But do you know what a motherfucker that buckles under pressure does? They can't really think, and they don't think of something about they know. Then they ask me, so, well, what's the most read book in the world? We know that's the Bible. Then they ask me some other shit that's really easy because I put pressure on them and they stop thinking. So what I'm saying is pressure can be a simple question if you're not used to talking. And what my dad did and what otherwise, we all know we finna get our ass whooped. If the answer ain't right, we finna get our ass whooped. Now, he say, what's the answer, Johnny? You think I'm going to say I don't know? Because if I say I don't know, not only am I getting a whooping, when he gets tired of whooping me, he going to just be looking at me, and then he going to start whooping me again for not knowing. He going to whoop me for saying I don't know. And he going to fuck me up for that. But then when he get through, And he kind of like tired, and you know, he still want to. He might hit me 2 more times because I didn't know. And I'm saying, how much pressure is that? Because we all of the five little ones got those answers right hella times.
Right.
We miss the whoopings because my old man made you think under some tremendous fucking pressure. And if you a kid, what kind of pressure is more stronger than getting your ass whooped and you can't fight back? Hell, man.
Mm.
You know, I could grow up thinking my dad wasn't shit. He used to beat us. He used to that. If he beating us to beat us, I guess he ain't shit. But if he beating into us a backbone, I love him like I do now today. That's why I talk about my dad. He been dead 35 years. I talk about him like he with me now, because he is. Because that's how strong of a force your dad have in your life. That's why you young guys today, that's why I'm on you by being a man. And the biggest part of being a man is handling what a man's business is. And it's always family first. Here this broad has got your baby, talking about she needs some money. And you tell her, I ain't getting you no money so you can go spend it. Woo, woo, woo. Look, I'm sure that's what she going to do. But do your boss give you payment for your work and tell you how to spend the money? No. You get the money and spend it. Because your boss don't give a fuck what you do as long as you take care of business. And that's why all you guys got to stop using that punk shit when it's about taking care of your kid. If she don't do it, she the one that's fucked up. If you don't give it to her, you fucked up. Fuck your reason why you didn't give it to her. And my old man was like that. And when I turned 17, I really left and stayed because I had spent the night with this girl. But you know, 16 and 17, when I'm starting to think I'm a motherfucker, and my pops would say something that I didn't really hear, and I would say, huh? Oh, man, you must smell yourself. He'd be saying that. Why he walking up to me to knock me out? You don't say, huh, to me. It was things you did not do to your parents. And you know, hey, listen, let me just say this. When I was finally old enough to leave out, and my old man said, boy, I know I was tough on you, but let me tell you something, boy. If you ain't scared of me, when you walk out that front door, who you going to be scared of? Yeah. And if you ain't scared of your daddy, you ain't going to be scared of nobody when you walk out the front door. And your ass is going to end up dead because you're so fucking brave. Fear is a very important survival tactic. You ain't no scary motherfucker because you know standing at the edge of the cliff, you could fall off. You don't take unnecessary chances. And what I'm saying is, that's what I got from what my dad did to me. It was all for me. And I live through him right now, right at this moment. 8347, I saw you got off. Punch one if you still got your question. 404, is that it on you, bro?
Yeah, man, you good, man. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate you too, man. Thanks. All right, see, the thing about this kind of stuff we was talking about just now, why I love it, because no way I would have thought of that shit to talk about. I'm talking as much as I think that I need to write my shit down so that I don't overlook no important points as I'm talking, because, you know, I would get to running off of the mouth. I would have never thought of that. That's why I think having a live audience with live problems is the best way to go. You know, I could, but I'm not talk about my goddamn school, but, you know, that I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just get into some fucking bullet points. Man, all my shit is about believing in yourself, being a man, taking care of business, everything. Every fucking thing that I talked to you about has in one way or another a reference to your or to your manhood or to your lacking or lack of manhood. And no matter what it is, I make it refer to your manhood. Because I believe your manhood has to be kept in check. Especially if you knew to representing being a man. I mean, if you've been doing it as long as I've been doing it, then of course it should be a little easier. But if you only been doing it for 2 weeks because you just started listening to it, brother, man, you got to check your shit all the time. If you only just like my graduating class from SWU, even though they graduated, they got to continue to check themselves until it becomes natural. Just somebody went to SW, they kind of know how to check themselves easily. It's just as easy as walking. And they know to do it. They learn how to do it automatically all the time. Why? How? They did it by participating in the shit that is said. It's not proven. It's said to make you a more confident motherfucker. Then these guys, not only did they do it, they did it as well as they could do it. And see, at this point, when the doggone semester is over, now that's when you ask yourself, I wonder, did I really make these brothers better? Can they see how to be better? And if you get one or two yeses, not every single one of them going to do it because, you know, many are called, but very few are chosen. The chosen few are always going to excel. That's why if you got 20 or 30 people and three or four of them really excel, you won. Because in most cases, no one excels. I want to be one of the chosen. I just do. I'm going to put everything I have into being at the top of whatever I'm doing. And I'm a living witness. You guys are getting to see a living example to the value that this course has for you. And you get to witness it over and over. The course helps me make my decisions. You don't think it do. Because all you see is the results of my decision. You may hear what's of concern, but as far as when you hear about it again, I done made a decision. This is only because I believe in what I think. I don't believe I think better than everybody else. Just like that brother that answered that question, what is, well, I still don't know what he asked me what he is. But what I'm saying, he didn't panic. He knew he was being put on the spot. I sneaked it up on him. That's why he took a second. But if he would have witnessed me coming with something, he'd have been prepared. Oh, man, this motherfucker's going to ask me something to see if I – and then he had just came. I said, well, you know, what would you ask? He'd have said, what's Prescott? Whatever the hell he said. And I would say, huh? Like I did. But he would have looked like a knight in shining armor because he didn't take no time to come up with that. It ain't got nothing to do with if he stumped me because it wasn't about stumping me because I already acknowledged that I could be stumped, but I acknowledged it in a way that was challenging to anyone that's weak. Because I said that you can't ask me anything that I don't know. So this is a challenge to you. And if you say, damn, this motherfucker done put me on the spot. Oh, shit. You just get to thinking of what's the hardest question you could ask. And you can't think of the hardest question you could ask. If that's the case, you would ask it immediately. So in 2, 3, 4 seconds after you done took that long, whoever asked that question say, see, and then you go on with what I would have said. All you got to do when somebody puts you on the spot is think. You simply relax, make yourself relax real quick. Because here this broad coming, they got her head cracked by this trick, woo, you know, and you want to know if you should do something. Now, she trying to tell it to you, and all of a sudden, you in your car, and you see this fool walking across the street. She say, there he is. Now, you got to get out the car and whoop on this motherfucker at this point. But now, same scenario, and she trying to talk to you about it, is you see this motherfucker peeling off around the corner. She say, there he is. Man, I wish I would put my car in drive and burn rubber off that after that motherfucker. You know, you don't look for trouble. You handle trouble. So what I'm saying, in my space, and some shit can happen, and not that he right next to me or not, I'm just saying I don't give a fuck if he 50 yards away. If I can see him at that point, he in my space. But what I'm saying is, I ain't finna drive down the street going turning corners, you know, whoop. The next thing I know, he know I'm after him, so he trying to lose me and shit, panicking, and I really want to just sock him in the mouth. But you think he gonna pull over and let me sock him in the mouth? So let's say he have a wreck or whatever he has, and I walk up to him, man, what the fuck is bam? He even shot me. Man, come on. I ain't trying to go out like that. If the motherfucker across the street is the same as if a motherfucker standing next to me in my face in that instance, because I'm on the streets and I'm already watching for all this bullshit, and, you know, I'm already watching. He ain't finna pull shit on me. That's why I get so close to a motherfucker. The motherfucker, you ain't pulling nothing on me. You got to be quick, draw McGraw. If I'm standing 10 feet away, you could be slow and pull some on me and shoot my ass. Now, if I'm standing next to you, soon as you move. Hey, what was that, son? When you move, I move. Just like that. When you move, I move. But that's how I am. You ain't moving. And if you do, it better be, you know, I ain't the police, but you better be moving kind of slow where I can see what's up. Because I'm cracking your skull if I can't. You know, that's just the way it is in them streets. And if you don't know that, you don't need to be there. If you did what you were supposed to do and you worked on accepting who you are so that when someone says something to you that is not necessarily complimentary, you don't panic. You're not finna sell the form because somebody dissed you or whatever. What I'm saying, man, is you got to stop thinking like that. When you think like that, you make yourself believe you don't have nothing to lose. And let's say this dude said, man, ain't that a bitch? And you say, oh, man, you know, my bad. Fuck, you know, backed off. What'd you do, lose faith? No, motherfucker, you still living. You ain't got no fucking enemies. You know, you do some fucking, man, what's up with you? Man, what's up with you, nigga? Man, who want to go with that shit? People that are threatened by the least thing is the motherfucker that pull out the weapon. That's why I never carried them, because I'm threatened by every goddamn thing. All right, man, if you look at me funny, I'm threatened. God damn it, and I'm finna stand up. I ain't finna pull out no goddamn weapon. I'm just finna say, motherfucker, if you want something, you can't get it from way over there. If you want something, bring your ass over here and start whatever the fuck you're talking about. Now, I ain't gonna say all that, but that's what my actions are gonna represent. If you want some, you gotta bring some. And don't come over here trying to tell me what anything about what the fuck you gonna bring. I ain't giving a fuck as long as you're coming over here towards me, because I definitely ain't coming over there towards you, because I don't want no shit. But if you do, whatever. That was how I thought. That's how I'm going to think. That's the way I think right now. And ain't nobody, I mean, I don't, you know, I ain't no fighter and I don't carry guns. I just have a double-barreled Uzi. And when I start talking, I spray motherfuckers all the time. I just spray them. And I be shooting rubber bullets. They can live again. They can live to get sprayed again. What's up, A32?
What's up, Uncle Bud?
All right. Who is this?
Yeah. Hey, this KB, man.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who is this? I recognize. Hey, KB, I got you. What's happening with you?
Man, shit, not enough, man. I called because I just had a long discussion with my homeboy, right? And I need your opinion on something. And that is, what do you feel about the cliche statement, you attract who you are? How do you feel about that shit? Do you feel like that's 100% accurate, or it just depends on the situation?
Well,
that
man, you have to believe in something like, I guess, the laws of attraction. I don't believe in that goddamn shit. Although the shit that I say may have some similarity to one of these particular laws of attraction. But see, why I don't agree with that shit is because the only law that's the real law is the law that's spontaneous, that happens right now in this moment. If you stuck on a law, you're going to be motherfucking trying to make this law fit whatever is going on. And if it don't fit, you're going to be in trouble. So you don't have that time in the street.
Somebody called your motherfucking ass.
I'm just saying, hey, you don't have the time in the streets. Hey, the laws of attraction, the laws of anything doesn't matter unless it's your law, because you're going to execute your law immediately. And let me tell you something. The laws of attraction is only based. What do you think the laws of attraction is based on?
Based on what you think.
Hold on.
How you
that's
think
a good answer. Listen, that's a good answer, but it's the wrong answer. The laws of attraction, and they only didn't want to say this because they didn't have a game to do what I did with it. But when I give you the answer, all of you are going to know it. Wait a minute. I got people that's coming in. Let me see if they know it before I give it up. Oh, shit, I'm on the wrong side. Okay. 484.
Hey, what's up,
bro? Hey, wait. Don't ask me your question. What do you think the laws of attraction is based on?
I think the laws of attraction is based on basically people creating like some kind of theory.
No, you're wrong. Hold on. You can ask your question, but hold on.
Okay.
Shine, I got you, but I don't want you to. I don't want you to answer. Just wait a minute. 404. What's your answer?
Bro, you got me?
Yeah, man. What's your answer?
Okay. I would think the laws of attraction would be, you can do what you want to do.
Stop right there. Make sure you take note of this. The laws of attraction is not stuttering. 832. 832.
I'm here.
What do you think? What do you think?
Man, it's Drew Bomb.
Hey, 832-816. I'm not actually talking to you. I got another 832. Drew Bone, hurry up. I don't want to hear no long bullshit.
No, I just believe the law of attraction is based on what people set an attraction people set to make you desire it.
No, it's wrong. Stop. All of you, no more answers. Listen to this, and when I give it to you, tell me you don't see it. The law – oh, wait, I didn't ask you, Sean, you motherfucker.
Well,
what's the answer,
so
Charles?
For me, the law of attraction is based on what you go after. You go close to it.
Oh, shit. Fuck you, Sean. Like, you wrong already, too. God damn it. Oh, hell. Oh, shit. God damn, Sean. It's been a year. It's been a year.
He's been wrong.
But, no, yeah, it's been a year since I've been in. This motherfucker called in every show, every time, no matter what, and have something to say. And I told that motherfucker 2 years ago, man, I ain't finna let you say shit without, you know, checking you. And at first, you know, he ran through all the fuck-ups. But about a year ago, he quit fucking up. And it took this long. God damn it, Sean. Let me tell you the answer, brother, and everybody else. The laws of attraction is based on the level of confidence that you have in yourself executing whatever it is the law of attraction
correct.
Is talking about.
Correct.
You say that's correct, Sean. Do anybody else see it?
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
I see it.
You want me to break it down?
Is this Sean?
Yeah, that's Sean.
Well, come on, break it down then. Hey, Sean, wait. Hey, listen to your professor, man. Yeah, Sean, go ahead and break it down. Since I already caught you. Hey, Sean, listen to me, man. I've been, you know, this hard on you for a year. And it's taken at least that long for me to find somewhere to correct you at, bro. That's pure dope.
Thank you, sir.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, explain it.
Okay. So it goes like this, right? So if you desire some shit but you don't got the confidence to go after it, it ain't gonna work for you. If you desire it and you move towards it, you're gonna start seeing results and it's gonna start moving towards you. But if you don't have the confidence, the shit just ain't going to work for you. You're just wasting your time.
That's true. But you left a key word out. If you desire it, deserving.
Correct.
Desire it, you can't just see something, and because you see it, you want it. You know, that ain't going to get you shit. You have to see what you are looking at, and you have to accept what's attractive about it that's attracting you, and you do all this real quick. And if it's just, oh, it's some flashy shit, you don't want that shit. So you got to be able to deny yourself what you want. That's
correct.
Very important. You have to be able to deny yourself some things you want, because at one point you're going to be able to get anything you want.
Correct.
So initially, you're going to be wanting a hell of a lot of bullshit.
Correct.
That's why dudes like me, we buy so much shit along the way. Otherwise, I want this, I want that. Yeah, I got some more money. We just buy shit along the way. And the philosophy about that is you buy everything that you think you want while you're coming up having money, so that when you really start having money and you start looking for toys, you already got all your toys. You got your car, you got your clothes, you got your jewelry, you got everything you need. Now it's time to stack and become who you want to be. How about that, everybody?
Correct.
Now, Sean, hold on. 816, that got you. 484-321. Did you have a question?
Hey, how you doing, Rose? What is Luke? My first time calling is 484. I have a question. I was listening to one of your radio interviews one time, and you said you never thought a chick was less than you, and you always treated them like a queen. So how would you apply that to a person that's in the dating world? That's not a pimp. That's how in the dating world that's meeting women every day.
Hey, brother, listen. Man, I'm qualified to talk to motherfuckers as L7 square and pimps. So I understand what you're saying. I ain't tripping. You know, you said, first, say your question. How would I apply that? But, you know, what I'm saying is you treat a woman like a queen. What are you actually asking first? There are several things in that question. What specifically are you asking?
Well, I'm asking this, how do you treat them basically like a queen without coming off as if you're tricking, as if you're doing too much for them?
Okay, wait. Go ahead.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead.
Wait.
Before all y'all start talking, I'm old. I got to write something down. All right, go ahead, Sean.
Let me ask the caller this question. Why would you treat her like that? Why would you want to treat her like a queen?
I've actually been taught to treat him less than a queen, you know, and that's just, I guess it must have been a miss, you know, wrong mail message growing up.
Wait, caller, Sean. Hey, see, this is what you guys do. Do you know when you got a defense attorney and you done did some shit and they finna, you know, put you up there to cross-examine your fucking ass? The attorney says, don't elaborate.
Answer
exclusively,
the question. Yeah.
Period. Well, I'm saying when you start elaborating, you give a whole bunch of avenues to tear what you're saying apart.
Correct.
So what I'm saying is, Sean asked you, why would you do that? You could say, okay, I was taught actually the opposite, to dogma, whatever. Now, right there is enough, because that's hella conversation. But when you start saying and start talking about your reasoning, then you take the power of the conversation away. So what I'm saying is, remember this, when you're talking to women, you know, you don't just explain what you're saying. You got to be brave enough to say what you're saying and wait to see if who you said it to understands it. Now, you ain't got to wait no minutes. But before you start explaining, you got to be able to say, you must not understand what I'm saying, so what I really mean, and then get in there. So, Sean, go ahead.
So, do you think that you should treat one like a queen? Any of them?
I think you should.
Why?
Because I believe that every woman is not the same. Every woman has a different way of behaving themselves. Some women.
Stop.
You know,
both of you, stop. Both of you, stop. So, caller, if you believe that every woman is not the same, you just said that.
Correct.
Why do you have that question?
I was just going off what you mentioned in the past, you know.
Listen to me, man. It doesn't matter what you're going off of as far as what made you ask the actual question. I'm asking you about once you had that question, say last night, and you couldn't talk to me until today, what made you want to ask that question today? It's not about actually asking the question. It's about what made you need to ask the question.
I definitely want to learn. I want to learn.
No, it's not. What made you need to ask the question is that you don't believe in anything you think.
Do you know why you don't believe
in anything you think? I know you don't believe in anything you think? Because you already said that every woman is not the same, which means you know there is a difference, which means that difference to whatever degree determines whether or not a woman should be treated like a queen. I'm talking about this is all answerable in your own vernacular about whatever the hell you think if you're not afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of yourself, you'll think something like this, caller, and you'll need me to give you the answer. Where when it's something like what you're saying right now, caller, and it happened in the streets, You don't have the time to get to me.
What?
You don't even have the time to actually choose what to do. It has to be spontaneous, automatically, and you do it because of the belief you have in yourself. And you don't question what you do. And after you do it, even if you was looking for a smile and she said, what? You still keep doing it because you know how to adjust. You're not tripping on what happens. You're only tripping on if it happened. Then if it happened, you can handle it. Period. I don't need to be – I do need to be prepared to talk to whoever I'm trying to catch. But I damn sure don't make myself think I need to be prepared for what she say. Whatever that motherfucker say, I'm going to take that shit, flip it, turn it, do what, make it be everything I want. This ain't going to even know she said that shit. Why? Why? Because I'm so goddamn conceited and selfish that this is how I think, and I have to enjoy my thoughts even while I'm talking to some broad I'm trying to fuck. If I can't enjoy talking to her because I'm getting it how I want to get it, I ain't even talking to her. My dick hard as hell, look like a pole in my pants, and I need this pussy. This bitch really saying woo, 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 making me think, oh, yeah, I'm finna bust her out. And then she say something that I don't like, my dick shrink. Hey, you remember you remember that game Pac-Man? You know where, you know, walk-on, as soon as you get him, it's like, ear.
Deflated.
That's how I am. My dick can be telephone pole hard. And this brother said, hell of shit, that all I can do is I can't wait to pay this tab and get in the car. And as I didn't call, the waitress to come over so I could pay the tab, this bitch opened her mouth and say some shit that I don't motherfucking like. And I feel my pole shrinking down and shit. And I say to my goddamn self, and I'm serious, ain't no bitch ever gonna make me have to make my dick hard to fuck her. Once I start thinking some kind of crazy shit, my mind, you know, go crazy, and my dick ain't getting hard unless I like make it. Then I gotta like, you know me, I go through my changes.
It's like but
what I'm saying. Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't do that because I'm a man. And if this woman is not a natural aphrodisiac for me, she ain't qualified to be with me. Because I know her pussy wet. All I got to do is put my dick in there, talk some shit, woo, 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 and I just fuck the shit out her. But then, while I'm doing it, you know, now I'm really ready to come. Now, ain't that a bitch? I got to, like, work. I got to work to come. Oh, no. Fuck that. See, if my bitches that fuck with me, they know. Hey, let me tell you something. It ain't about just laying there with your legs open. You got to, you know, be moving, you know, be in rotation, be in synchronization, you know, with me. You got to be all of that. You know, for you to say you gave me some, and then the only reason you could say it then is because you was moving. But when you say it, I'm going to check your bitch ass. You ain't gave me shit. I got your motherfucking pussy. Now, if you want to say the only reason you got my pussy and then start talking, okay. But don't think you gave me nothing. that's me. You don't have to be like that. You know, if you guys hey, some people drink the milk straight out the cow's udder. But then the average motherfucker got to have it go through this process and all this shit, then have it homogenized and, you know, everything it's supposed to do for you, it might do it because it's been homogenized, mixed with this, mixed with that. No, I like my shit raw. So if the first time I drink it raw, I'm going to throw up or something, fuck it, I'm going to throw up. But two or three times throwing up, I'm going to be used to this raw shit. and I'm going to get the benefits of the rawness. And that's where Sean at. Sean, I called your name just now. I called your name just now because I'm still happy, motherfucker. hey, this is a game alpha motherfuckers play with each other. And it's not playing. It's just challenging. We're not afraid to compete. We're competing. When Sean Punch won to be on this show, he was already in full competition mode. You still hearing the woman talk, whatever she said. This motherfucking competition mode. Already standing at full attention, ready. Why? Why is he like that? Because he's learned that if you have to get ready, you ain't ready. Ain't no fucking getting ready. We are ready because we've studied ourselves and we know and trust that we think properly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to fucking think about what we think. That's a waste of time. Oh, you know what? I think I should go up on top of that hill. And then the other you say, well, why would you go up there? Man, let me tell you something. We think, man, I should go. And while we thinking I should, we going up to the hill. On the way, we already walking up the hill. And when we say I should go up the hill, we finish the words, I should go up there. We already halfway up the hill. And then something extraordinary happens and we gotta like dodge it or whatever, get out the way of it. We don't give a fuck. We knew going up the hill had some risk. It ain't like going up the hill because we wanted to go up it. Don't have no risk. We sharp enough to be ready. And if you ain't ready, let's say this risk will knock you back down to the bottom of the hill if you miss it. So what? We going to the bottom, getting up, and we going right back up because whatever we did, we ain't doing it again. We learn. Why we learn is because we're not afraid to not know. And I don't mean not know empty of something. We're not afraid to think what we think and decide it's right and not know for a fact that it's right. We just believe what we think. Me and Sean walking down the street, and there's a fork in the road, and I say, man, I'm going right. Sharon said he going left. And I said, man, don't go left because, you know, I heard woo-woo-woo. Sharon said, yeah, I heard woo-woo-woo too about over here. But I didn't hear shit about the way you going. Well, I might think about that shit at that point, man. I ain't saying I'll change. Yes. I'll say, all right, man, I'm going to meet you at the other end because I want to go this way. He going his way, I go my way. We meet at the other end virtually the same time. We both went through whatever the hell on the way we went through, but we both handled it. What that shows you? That there's different ways to do shit. Don't get stuck on some shit you thinking when you try it and you see it's not working. Change it. Get your shit together. Believe in you. Believe in yourself. Believe in that you love yourself. You don't hate yourself. You love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So everything you think is actually for protection of yourself.
Preservation.
That's how you got to know. You're not going to think, oh, I want to go try to shoot a policeman. Oh, I want to go rob a bank. You know, you ain't going to think no shit like that. That's not you. You're going to think, man, I want this broad to do move. You're going to think stuff like that. You move on that stuff. Move on that stuff. Okay, now I got 404. I'm sorry, 404. 832, I got you too, man. 832-258. Drew Bone, I got you too. I'm sorry. 404, what's happening? What's your question? Four or four, you there or not?
That nigga gone.
Okay. I took too long. 832, Drew. Go wait, Miss Sharon. Drewbone, what's up?
Oh man, chilling, you know, Kool-Aiding, listening in. I did want to ask you a question though.
Wait, Drewbone. I'm gonna tell you something after you get through, and you're gonna crack up. Go ahead, man. Though, what was you finna say?
Man, because when I actually called in, I heard you saying, all I heard you say was your dad been dead like 35 years. And I don't know how long your mom been dead or if she's dead.
About seven. She is dead.
Okay. What I wanted to ask you, because like my dad died last year and my mom is on her dying bed right now. I got to make a decision in the morning what to do with her, you know, whether to pull the plug or not. And I wanted to ask you, like, how did that change you? Like going forward in life, because now it's like, well, I don't know, you got like a lot of brothers and sisters, but I got like a little sister, so I'm just trying to, because it got like two effects on me. One is that hurting feeling, but the other one is like that, okay, now it's me against the world. I got to do, all my knives got to be sharp now.
Okay, which one you going with? Out of
my knife
got
to be sharp. My
knife
got to be
sharp. Period. Because that's what time it is, man. My pops died 35 years ago. It took me over 10 years to be able to think of him without crying. My mom died 7 years ago. Took me like 20 minutes to get over her. Not that I didn't love her. It was totally different. Pops died suddenly. Mom's knew she was dying, and she was so strong. If any one of you cry, don't come to my funeral. She just told us that bit. And I'm crying when she said it. And she said, get out. I'm crying while she's saying this. And she told me to get out. All of us were standing around her. And what I'm saying is I could not come back in because my brothers and sisters wasn't going to let me come back in unless I stopped crying. And I had to come back in there straight. Why? Because that's what my mother believed, and we want her belief to be strong at the last moment. Otherwise, she believed in God that much, so it's not a sad occasion. And for that moment, we had to believe in God that much. And we had to let her go, not thinking it was a sad occasion, because she, in her mind, was going home. Come on, man. I don't believe that goddamn. Yeah, but I don't believe that damn shit. But let me tell you something. I believed it right then, and I've been believing it since then, even though I don't believe it for me. I'm telling you, man, my mom told us about, first of all, they told us she had 6 months to live. And then 6 years later, it's because she said she ain't taking the medicine and she don't believe them doctors. You know, I just went to the doctor because they said, whatever, I believe in God. God going to let me die in my bed, in my home, with my kids surrounding me. And I swear to God, we all thinking mama crazy. And that is exactly what the fuck happened. We all was standing there. She was talking whatever, and I'm crying, woo, woo. And everybody saying, get out. They tell us, hey, I talked to most fuck you shit, and I'm the only one crying. Everybody else, moms ruled them. But me, fuck this, fuck that. You know, I'm a bad nigga. I'm just blubbery. Mom say, you know, my name, John Samuel Dixon. And whenever they say your first and middle name, you in trouble. Mine say, John Samuel, get out. I'm this nigga that don't take no shit from nobody. And my mom say, did you hear me? You know what I mean? Man, I'm getting teary, man. You know what I said? I said, yum. That's like, yes, ma'am. I said, yum. And I turned around and started walking out. And when my dad would say, boy, you hear what I'm saying? We would say, yeah, sir. That means yes, sir. But when your mama says something, Hey, when your mama said you say yum, that means yes, ma'am. And hey, no, that means no, ma'am. But this shit is seriously your heritage. I mean, this is really important. I mean, not that you remember me doing and seeing this kind of shit, but you remember this kind of shit in your life. Because this is where you really come from. You know, I'm telling you, my mom, you know, everything you're supposed to do in the church, give your tithe 10%, and you take the 90% to do whatever to take care of your bitch. My mom would give 90% to the church and keep 10% for her. She was sprung. We hated the church. As kids, we hated the church. Because the church got all the money. My mama would do bake sales, make dinners, do rummage sales, and she'd force us. You know, we'd be there made $3,000 over a weekend. And moms get $2,700, $2,500 to the church. And she might give me $150 or whatever. She didn't care. Because all her money, and what she wanted to do was about the church. And my dad didn't. He didn't like that shit either. But he knew that was mom's, and he made us all accept it. And that's just how it went with us, man. But as far as me being religious, the reason I'm not religious is because of my mother. You know, religious was a problem in our You mean I can't play marble if I want to know God? Oh, come on. I know God who? Hey, I can't go to the dance? You know, I can't. Man, you couldn't do shit. Hey, you couldn't in my house. You guys ain't going to believe this shit. In my house. You've been out all summer. School is going to start in the morning. Moms and pops bought you some school clothes. And usually when we was kids, the night before school, you and your brothers and sisters have wardrobe. And wardrobe, you know, you styling what you're going to wear on the first day, the second day, woo, woo, woo. Everybody is doing that. And that's what we did, you know, as kids. But if our mother seen us doing that, she would beat our ass. Why? Because tomorrow ain't promised to you, boy. You can't be playing it. But my mama believed that kind of crazy shit. That's why I was turned off of religion. My sisters and brothers are all religious motherfuckers. Right now, today, two of my sisters are ministers. All the rest of them are way up in the church, but I never overcame hating the church. I don't hate God, and I don't hate religion. I just hate the church. I went in there one time, and the pastor was smoking cigarettes in his little office. No, nobody's supposed to smoke. None of this stuff goes into your body. The Lord says, pure this, pure that. Hey, and I went in there, that nigga was smoking Salems. Hey, this same motherfucker had to leap out the second story window of the deacon's wife's house. Because the deacon was the truck driver, and he was supposed to be gone. Mm-hmm. And the fucking minister in there fucking his wife, and he came home unexpectedly. And minister had to jump out. I mean, all this stuff. Man, I wasn't with that shit. You know, my mother, she was so staunch about this stuff. We couldn't get on our knees and play marbles because the only time you get on your knees is to pray.
It's to pray.
Now, if religion keeps you from doing all this stuff, I wanted no parts of it. That's all it is to it, man. And that's how I grew up. I ain't trying to hear no religious shit. You know, we'd have to go to church and I just stick it out the hour and a half or whatever. We got to be there. As soon as we left, I mean, I wasn't a bad kid, but I was doing whatever the fuck, because church, you can't do shit. Got to sit and listen to these old motherfuckers, you know. Hey, my mother would get called. She'd be singing, and the next thing that she starts shouting, thank you, Jesus, scared the shit out of us. We was kids. You know, mom shouting, screaming, God, this, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Man, what's wrong with mama? She's full of the Holy Ghost. Man, if that's what the Holy Ghost do, I ain't trying to fuck with it.
I don't want it.
And that shit was scary to us, man. You know, man, you know, I just thought it. I don't know what made me talk about this, but I just thought a hell of shit from my childhood just now, man. You just don't know, man. You guys don't know. You motherfuckers today would be dead. My mother and father would have killed you. My mother and father are mass murderers. Because all they had to do was stand up to what they believed. They didn't have to touch you. But since they believe it so much, your ass would have died because you couldn't fade them. You could not fade my mother and father about principles. Kids today, well, Mom, I think this, pow! My dad would have said, you what? You what? You thinking in here? Hey, no, sir. Hey. What? You don't know what you're saying wrong now. Oh, oh shit.
Hey,
hey, but listen, you weak ass motherfuckers today would think, damn, he had a fucked up life. Man, I love my dad to death. I love my mom to death to this moment. If I could bring them back. And in order to bring them back, you would have to accept every single thing that happened to you as a kid, fucked up or not. Shit, I would bring my parents back in a minute. Not because I love them that much, but because everything they did shaped us. Mm-hmm. They was like ex-slaves. And we don't know shit about slaves and shit, but they do. They know about this shit. They know how weak motherfuckers get lured somewhere and they swinging from a tree. They know this shit. We heard of it. So since we heard of it, yeah, we read it. We watching out for it. But we don't know what gets you into that shit, opening your mouth, doing this, blah, blah, blah. All this shit, our parents know. They knew it. They went through it. Just like now, you guys are going to know so much more than your fucking kids know. Your kids won't know shit, but they're going to be just like my kid. I had to take the car. I bought her a car, and she wasn't paying the notes because she knew I would. And then when I took the damn car, she was telling me how fucked up it was. I went back on my word. I started laughing her. Wait a minute. You said it's okay for you to ask me to pay for the car note just this time. And not only do you not pay the car note, you don't pay the insurance. Then you do this for a couple of months in a row, and I'm fucked up for not keeping my word. That's how they think today, man. You know, that's just how they think. Hey, you guys, you got to give me a second. Just hold on 1 minute.
Yeah, I wanted to say this. Drew Ball.
What's up?
Yeah, in my belief, I would ask myself, what would she want? And I would ask myself, what would be best for her? You know,
right.
If it looks like she might, you know, if it looks like she might.
All right, you guys,
improve,
let me tell you, man,
my,
you know, I don't want y'all to panic or nothing, but I don't know, man. I've been having nosebleeds, and suddenly I just had one just now. It's cool right now. That's how fast I could take care of them. You know, just straighten it up. But goddamn, man, that shit is scaring me. So I am going to the doctor. My wife been trying to get me to go all this week, and I'm talking shit. Woo woo. And yesterday, I was making me something, and I started using the sand, and she come in there cussing me out. You ain't got nothing over your nose, woo, woo, woo. I said, girl, you just tripping, blah. So last night, you know, I'm laying in the bed, and I just felt something. I get up, goddamn it, both my noses bleeding. So I had to admit she was right, whatever it's doing. But this morning, after all that shit was over, I'm still tripping on it. And just now this motherfucker started bleeding. I'm taking my fucking ass to the goddamn doctor. You know, hey, let me tell you something. I ain't giving a fuck. Give me some bionic ankles. Give me a bionic elbow. I don't care. If I got the cash, I'm buying the shit. And then when I do that, burn my motherfucking ass up because I don't want no way to come back. hey, you guys, wait. We getting off the subject. We talking about dying and shit. Hey, okay, I already got Drew going. So, what we doing right now, what we've done right now is take information that comes from paying attention to our lives, and we make shows out of it because that's what's important. I think I got, when did I get to five? I got to five. See, that's dope. I don't want to get to one. I want to talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about and when you want to talk about it, and I start talking whatever goddamn shit I talk. It ain't gonna matter. Sure,
hey, I got something else to say.
Okay, this KB. No, this, yeah, KB.
Yeah, this KB.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know, man, from your perspective, let's just say you was around our age in this day and time, and what would be your approach when it comes to, like, because me, like, I'm family orientated, and a nigga do want a family one day, but due to the social climate we stay in, it's like, it's not valued. So if you was coming up in our generation, what would be your approach to something like that?
Check this out, man.
Hold on. Can I answer that?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me answer your first question first, KB. Now, you said people attract people that's like them. Now, in my belief, I disagree with that. I think that if you're doing what you're supposed to do and you are who you're supposed to be, you attract all types of motherfuckers. You just settle for people that's like you because you feel like you don't deserve anything better. So that's the easy one to deal with, the motherfucker who's just like you, as opposed to dealing with somebody you feel is on a higher level than you. And as far as settling down, that goes to the dude's question earlier who was saying the shit about who could you treat special and all this other shit. The answer to that question is, yeah, the answer to the question, you got to ask yourself, why would you treat a female like a queen? Who would qualify to get treated like a queen? And when you answer that question, then, you know, that's your answer. Who would you treat?
Hey, KB, what was your question again?
The crux of my question is, due to us not, like, especially black folks, we don't value family anymore, you know, as a whole. Not like we used to, because I grew up around my great-grandparents, and I can see the distinction big time. So due to that being the social climate in general, what would be your approach if you was coming up in our day and age, in our era, as a young man?
Okay,
32, 32,
okay,
you know,
okay, check this out. You was brought up around your grandparents. I don't know how old you are, so I'm just gonna say this. What I'm saying is, how much could you do on your own when you was like under 12?
Not much. Not enough. Not enough to give me.
No, just answer the question.
Not enough.
The answer is nothing. The answer is not enough. The answer is nothing. And you know it. I know it because that's how our parents were. You can only do what they approve for you to do. As far as how to raise your kids, that's how to raise them. As far as what to accept from your kids, accept or not what your grandparents did. Because your grandparents, even though they were being the way they were looking out for you as far as in your future. Because they knew the dangers of trying to be some motherfucker, a kid don't know shit, but he want to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
They knew the dangers of that shit. So they grew you up without fearing wanting to do this stuff, but they showed you how that's not the sharp thing to do. And they made it be whatever it was for. But what it really was for is that we are in a world, in a country, where Peckerwoods can see some shit they don't like about you and kill you. They can get arrested for it, but they will be released because the laws is saying all they got to do is think blah, 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 do blah, blah, blah. And they play the law. Your grandparents lived in this environment times 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever we're living in that we think is fucked up, your grandparents lived in it times 15. Because it didn't have shit to do with law or just got to do with what a Peckerwood think about you at this moment for whatever reason. And if they say they hate your guts because you looked at a white woman, that's good enough to get your ass killed. Your parents and your grandparents didn't want you suffering that shit. So they grew you up knowing about all this shit, protecting you from this shit. But at the same time, you grew up thinking you have more rights than your parents grew up thinking they had. The climate is the same. Times have changed. It looks different. But what we talking about now, motherfuckers just get killed in Sacramento. Didn't have no gun. Somebody looked like a damn a phone looked like a gun. If there's any way, even at night, a person can point a phone at you, even in a gun shooting position, and you think it's a gun, you want it to think it's a gun. That motherfucker.
You speaking
I mean,
on that little situation up there? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But no. Hold on, man. I'm not talking about that situation. I'm talking about when your grandparents was your age. People didn't need to say, I thought he had a gun. People didn't need to give a reason for doing that to you, killing you. What I'm saying is today they need a reason, and they have it. It's all the same. Before, they can kill you because you was a nigga, and they don't need no reason. That nigga was looking at my daughter, or that nigga was this or that. They can kill you. Now, that nigga looked like he was going to shoot me. That nigga had something in his hand that looked like it was a gun. Hey, none of it matters. What matters is some motherfucker is dead, killed by a motherfucker that used the laws of this country to what? Wait a year.
Get away.
The motherfucker that killed the guy in Louisiana, he got put off the force for a while until they just recently said that he's not guilty, and he got a $350,000 back paycheck. What I'm saying is, think about the police. They living from check to check because they can't fucking goddamn save no money. But if I kill a nigga and they put me off work for, you know, I'm off to work, but I'm still getting paid.
And I go get a GoFundMe fund.
Hey, and then you fucking, I go through whatever. I'm going to end up with $400,000. Man, that's incentive to kill niggas.
It's that bullshit,
man. I'm belching so much right now because we really kicking it. This shit is serious. excuse me, 786, I see you, man. Excuse you guys hear me, man. Go ahead, 786.
Oh man, I didn't even have a question. I was trying to answer that question about the law of attraction. Now,
go ahead. What is your answer?
But oh, no, I had to roll. I was gonna say, you know, you just thinking positive. You know, what I'm saying that would be my answer because you already the answer. So.
No. Listen to this, man. Wait. Listen to this, man. Let me tell you what I seen just now. See, people that was doing like you was waiting, blah blah blah, and then you know you get on. They don't tell the truth like you just did. You know, they act. They try since it's
correct.
Already been answered. You know, and since you know you didn't wait it, you just blow in and yeah. You know, I knew it was confidence. Blah blah blah. But see, what you showing is real confidence, because the first thing you said, I would have got it wrong. That's the first thing you said. I would have got it wrong. Man, you don't know how powerful that is. The truth is the goddamn light. I swear,
yeah.
And I'm not bullshitting. The truth is the light. The truth is what's going to wreck you to being whatever you're trying to become. All of you, stop lying to yourself. Make yourself face the truth. And you'll be like, hey, Sean, let me say this.
Yes, sir.
This is a show we got through, and not only did you not get the show off, but when you opened your mouth, I smashed you. Shit. Hey, Sean, you remember that guy I was telling you about that was saying we need to name it the Sean Show? Now, that motherfucker, if you listen, you see it ain't the Sean Show. It's the Blood Show. Hey, Sean, stay sharp. Stay laughing at motherfuckers hating on you, man. And remember, at this point in the game, if you don't have haters, you lacking, bro.
Correct.
I'm out, you guys.
Yes, sir.
Later.